This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each and every week by Kingdom Ministries in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created for the sole purpose of clearly and simply proclaiming the message of the Kingdom of God and to show God's love in a practical way. Through Kingdom Ministries, this program, I pray, will bless your heart, that you become a student of God's Word, that you be able to learn what the Scriptures say, to be able to see that the Scriptures can be understood, that they're not as difficult as sometimes thought. Some things take simple logic. Some things need to be studied a little bit more when you study the original languages to understand the customs of the day. But the Bible makes sense, and the Bible does not contradict itself. And so if you see something in one section of the Bible that seems to say one thing, and then you see something in another area that seems to say something different, and the two seem to be opposite, or at least they're not complementary, then you need to look further into it, because they will be complementary, because the Bible is God's Word. It's the Word from the Creator of the universe to us, spoken by inspired men, and it does not contradict itself. I'd like to have you get a Bible and follow along as we study the Scriptures today. And turn to the book of Philippians in the New Testament. Philippians, and we're going to look at the third chapter today. Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul is writing this letter, and he's writing it to the church at Philippi. And I want you to see as we look at this particular letter in the third chapter, that the Apostle Paul talks about his background. Now, the Olympics have started, and many of you may be watching the Olympics, and the individuals who are participating in the Olympics have put a lot of time and energy into their practices to become good at the particular sport that they are trying to win a gold medal for. They are the best in the world. There have been competitions around the world in different categories, and they narrow it down to a few individuals that are able to go to the Summer Games or Winter Games, whichever Olympics happens to be taking place at that particular time. The Apostle Paul compares the Christian life to a race. And we're going to see as we go through part of this third chapter that when he gets down to verse 14, the Apostle Paul says that he presses toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's pressing toward a mark. He's pressing toward the goal. And it's like the individuals in the Olympics that are surging on and pressing forward to accomplish the goal that they have set before them. The Apostle Paul in this third chapter gives a background of his life, and we might call it his pedigree, starting with verse 5 in the third chapter of Philippians. The Apostle Paul writes these words about himself. He said he was circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel from the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness, which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss, for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having the righteousness of my own of my own, which is derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. He gives a history of a little bit of his life, you know, telling what might go on a resume of who he is, where he's from. And he, in verse 5, he says, I'm circumcised on the eighth day of the tribe of Israel. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. He said, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I'm outstanding as far as Hebrew people. He's a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And in regard to the law, he said, I'm a Pharisee. And these were individuals that kept the law. They were some of the best that kept the law. He looks at, in verse 6, he talks about zeal and excitement toward what he did. And he said, regarding zeal, I was a persecutor of the church. Regarding righteousness, which is in the law, he was blameless. Now, this is an interesting term here in verse 6 regarding blameless. It does not mean that he was perfect. Nobody is perfect except Jesus and his Father, God Almighty. Jesus is now perfect. No one is sinless except Jesus and his Father. Jesus was sinless, but he became perfect through what he suffered. You and I are not blameless. You and I are not sinless. But as far as the law is concerned here in verse 6, the Apostle Paul said he was blameless. Simply, and what it means is, it's not that he had not made any mistakes, but the law itself shows and explains and tells the reader and the keeper of the law that if you sin, these are the steps that you need to follow, the things you need to do in order to redeem yourself. If you were unclean for a certain reason, for a certain situation, you had to wait 7 days and go through a process of purification, and then you're clean. And so what Paul is saying is when something was wrong in his life, he followed the prescribed remedy to become back in with what the law dictated and stated. So as far as the law was concerned, he was blameless. He did whatever it took to stay within the bounds of the law. But in verse 7, he goes on and he says that those things, his past, the Hebrew of the Hebrews, the circumcision, the Pharisee, being a Pharisee, having zeal, persecuting the church, he said, those things that were gained to me, those things that were important, I have counted as loss for the sake of knowing Christ. His conversion experience, it's recorded in the book of Acts, and the 9th chapter is a phenomenal account of the change that happens when Jesus Christ enters the life of any individual. When Jesus passes by, Jesus affects the life of the people around him. And in faith, the Apostle Paul accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And if you would turn over to the book of Acts, and in that 9th chapter, the Apostle Paul was going to great length, and as he stated in his pedigree, he was persecuting the church. But when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he was on the road to Damascus, and a blinding light shone. He was himself blinded, and he heard a voice. And the voice, when he fell to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Remember, Paul's name was Saul from Tarsus before his name was later changed to Paul, before he became an apostle. His name was Saul, and Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he acknowledged, he said, who are you, Lord? And the voice said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. confronted him with his sin, and it turned Saul around, and he repented. And you can read the rest of the story in this ninth chapter of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, whose later name is changed to the Apostle Paul. And here in chapter 3 of Philippians, he's going back and he's recounting of what his life was. And those things that were important to him were but rubbish. Things were that are in this life are meaningless compared to what it will be to have eternal life. And so it behooves each one of us to look at the long-term goal of what God has in mind, that we would be His children, that we would have eternal life, that we would repent from our sins and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and Master. And each person has to do that of their own free will. You have to do it. Your parents can't do it for you. So you need to do it. And this is why the Bible teaches adult baptism, adult conversion, for you to do it when you become an adult and become a child of God. And then you will receive the gift of eternal life. You will become immortal when Jesus returns. We're going to pick it up here and continue again next week. Become a student of the Word of God. And know for certain in your heart, if you're a child of God, God has a beautiful future in store for you. May God bless.